As you're aware, the name of this course is Making Thinking Visible with Technology. And so far, in the first three modules, we've focused on becoming acquainted with visible thinking, with the research, with the big ideas, and then also you spent the last two modules becoming familiar with the thinking routines. Here in Module 4, we're going to bring in the technology component. The title of the course is Making Thinking Visible with Technology, and so far we've pretty much just focused on making thinking visible. So now we're going to begin to bring in that technology component and really based on what I've seen in your work and based on what I know about each of you, you have some ideas already and some experiences with technology integration. And so we're going to build on that and bring these things together and look at what it means to allow students, to empower students to make their thinking visible through the use of technology. And so as you work your way through the module, there are a number of topics that we're going to digest as we work through this module. So the first one is just giving you some fundamentals. I'm calling the second page here in this module, Learning with Technology. And you'll be reading some excerpts from one of the textbooks that my colleagues and I have written. And it just talks about some of the fundamentals to educational technology, technology integration, learning with technology, mobile learning, Web 2.0 apps, and a variety of things. And it's a more succinct way of trying to digest a lot of information about that, because this course really isn't focusing a ton of time and energy on looking at a bunch of tools and a bunch of technologies and specific apps. They're kind of embedded into some of the reflections and some of the things we're doing, but I'm not teaching you to use technologies in this particular class. So to digest a lot of this information rather in a succinct manner, I've provided some excerpts there from a textbook that I think will help lay some groundwork and give us a foundation on which we can build. And then we're going to segue into looking at thinking. One of the ways I like to look at thinking is through the lens of Bloom's taxonomy and the work of Benjamin Bloom, and then also the revised taxonomy that some of his mentees updated about, I don't know, 15 or 20 years ago. And so we'll be looking at, it's called Digital Blooms or Revised Blooms, and we'll be looking at that as a lens to help us begin to understand the depth of thinking that students are demonstrating, the depth of reflection that students are demonstrating in their work or when they respond to these thinking routines. Anytime we talk about effective instruction in this day and age, especially if you're going to integrate technology, it's important to think about the 21st century skills. And I kind of shy away, we're into the 14th or 15th year of this century, so I've grown kind of gun-shy of calling them 21st century skills or saying we need to implement them, because I'd like to think that we're doing that. But all that to say, that's what they're called. That's what most people call them and how most people refer to them. So we're going to look at 21st century skills. 21st century skills, that phrase has really become jargon, and it means a lot of different things, and it can get confusing and convoluted, and two people or multiple people can be talking about 21st century skills, but they don't always define that in the exact same way. So for our purposes, we're going to go to the Partnership for 21st Century Skills. There's a group that got together several years back. It's comprised of educational leaders, thought leaders, corporations, and a variety of different stakeholders, but they got together and tried to determine what are the key skills, the fundamental skills that students need to be learning so that they can be competitive in the global marketplace once they finish schools and become working professionals. What are the skills that they need to have developed to contribute, to be good employees, to have successful careers and those kinds of things. So to give us all a common framework and a common set of definitions and specific student outcomes and expectations, we're going to look at the work of the Partnership for 21st Century Skills, commonly referred to as P21 for short. And that will help us to think through those ideas and see some sound examples so that when we're developing lesson plans, which we'll be doing in the very near future in this course, as we're developing lesson plans, those when we talk about 21st century skills, we have a specific framework. We have specific definitions that we can call on. We can look at very good, practical, existing examples to help us as we develop our own lesson plan. So that's what that section will be about. Then I've included another section so that you can see some more thinking routines in action, quite a bit of video here this time around so that you can see these are people that have strong ties to Project Zero who have some real expertise in the ideas of Project Zero and implementing it in the classroom. And so I think you'll enjoy looking at these thinking routines in action. And then we're going to get into one of my favorite topics related to Project Zero. And it's the idea of evidence of thinking and trying to provide documentation of student thinking. And as you've seen, as you've read the book, this can be done through very traditional means. Students can provide evidence of thinking through paper and pencil, through artwork with crayons, with molding clay, or with post-it notes, or on the chalkboard, or on dry erase boards. But you can also provide evidence of thinking with technology, so they can use mobile apps on the iPad or on phones, or they can use something like Audioboo, like I'm doing right now, to provide reflections, or they can create blogs to create digital posters where they embed their work and showcase their ideas and give evidence of their thinking. But all of this is going to come together in my work and focus and my contributions to Project Zero, which is this idea of making thinking visible with technology. And so it's going to be the culmination of all your work so far with visible thinking, but now injecting the use of technology and Web 2.0 tools and mobile apps and software and other technologies to give students some real digital ways of providing evidence of thinking. And while doing so, promote higher-order thinking skills and the Bloom's taxons, promote 21st century skills, and just bringing all these different concepts in this module together in one nice package.